Joining us now by phone, as usual on Saturday mornings, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just back from a couple of invigorating walks. Quite a fascinating morning out here. We had -5 during the walk. That does not include the brisk wind that was from the west, which, of course, kept us awake. You're not going to fall asleep under those conditions. Quite a fascinating morning. It hasn't slowed down the action at the bird feeder. We have plenty of red poles that are there. I think I talked about in the past how the number of red poles has grown. We now have, as of last counting, I counted once this week 130, and another time I counted 150. So that is enough to certainly keep us active. And you can't believe how much they will eat. How much they will eat. A group that birds that small can eat a heck of a lot of food. Well, with them this week, we had a couple of other finches move in. We had they've had goldfinches off and on pretty much the whole winter. Well, they moved back this week. Then we had pine siskins. That's the first time I had pine siskins for the whole winter. And with this big group of common red poles, I did spot one of the rare ones, one of the hoary red poles. Hoary red poles are a little bit bigger and much whiter than the others, and it takes a little practice, but once you spot them, you can learn to see them more often. We are now about mid into February, and yesterday was the first day back since well into January that we had a day where the temperatures for the high and the low of the day were below the normal. Isn't that amazing? All these days we've been above normal, and mm-hmm. the first time that we got below zero. Here we are on the 11th of February, and we have had for the entire winter only 14 days, and that includes this morning, only 14 days where the temperature has gotten to zero or below. That is just amazing. There are many times by this time we are into about 30 days. So continues to be a mild winter despite the conditions of this morning. We did get a little snow this week, but it didn't turn out to be anything more than just the dusting. It came late Thursday night, and though it did make driving a little bit slow, the amount that actually stayed on the ground, I think Duluth recorded a half an inch, but here at our place here we got just more, a little more than a dusting. Now, that little dusting isn't much, but it did provide a situation for tracks. And so yesterday when I went out, I could see the tracks of many critters that were active. I found tracks of 10 different kinds of critters that were active. And the snow underneath that little dusting is very crusty, and so a lot of these critters were small enough they could go right across the top of the crusty snow. I think I've said earlier how traveling through the woods and other places right now is really quite easy. I don't think I've ever had a winter where I've been able to go to virtually pretty much anywhere I wanted because of the amount of snow. However, that has the other side to it. It does cause some problems. I think because temperatures haven't been so cold, a lot of the critters are surviving. I get the questions asked quite often lately, what is this little amount of snow going to do? And, you know, we don't know the answer to that yet, but I will tell you that it is certainly dry. And if we don't get big snows or good amount of snows between now and April when it starts to melt, we're going to have a lot of unhappy amphibians that breed in those places. Mm-hmm. And I just hope with the lack of snow, many of the ones that go into hibernation that are hibernating right now underneath the ground and the leaf litter and normally under the snow, that they will get be able to survive. Like I said, it hasn't really been that cold, but we'll see. A dry spring can be really difficult for those critters. The other thing we're starting to get interest in is, believe it or not, there's talk about fire conditions already, mm-hmm. you know, a possibility of fires. So who knows? Things are unfolding that way. I did see this past week, I did see both the pussy willow buds starting to open up and the quaking aspen buds starting to open up. I was really not surprised. There's been quite a few times by mid-February that's happened. And then I had one person ask me about, what about maple, tapping maple trees? Is that going to be early this year? I used to tap maple trees with my students. I did it many years. I did it probably at least 30 years. And only one of those years did I tap by early March. There was a winter about 10 years ago, where I was tapping trees in full. We had all of our taps out by the first week of March. So a mild winter is usually followed by an early spring. So chances are, yes, the maple flow will be early this year, but we will have to see. There's, you know, Mother Nature can throw a lot of surprises. One of the things that the Weather Service did this week was they put out the statistics of the amount of snow that had fallen for the first half of the winter, which was not even 17 inches in Duluth, and then they compared it to other years. It was number 10 on the list. There were other winters that got less than that for the first half. And then they went on to say what happened for the second half of these other winters. And there was a very interesting winter back in, I believe, in the 1930s, where there was only 16 inches of snow on the first half and 65 on the second half. So things can definitely turn around.
I'm hopeful.
Well, I am too, but you know what? From the patterns I've seen, I'm not going to bet anything on it, so we'll see. Enjoy the weekend anyway. We are getting longer days now. Yesterday, my bird feeder was active before 7:15 in the morning, so definitely the longer days now, so get out and enjoy it.
No sleeping in for you.
Yes. See ya.
Bye, Larry.
Sure, bye.
Larry joins us every Saturday right around 9:30, and he had a 40-year career as a science teacher. And he was three times named Teacher of the Year. Fabulous that he joins us on Saturday mornings to give us the latest on things happening outdoors. That's Weekend Outdoors, just here on WTIP North Shore Weekend.